I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. By now, you've heard that another terrorist attack has killed dozens, and we're going to talk about why this country continues to be a target. On a more positive note, in a nearby impoverished country, God is working through his people and through greenhouses in big ways. We're bringing you the tools to do something about the news you hear. Earlier this week, three suicide bombers attacked Istanbul's Atatürk Airport. They killed 41 people and wounded 230. The bombers detonated in a highly populated airport terminals after exchanging gunfire with police. This is the latest in a string of terror attacks in Turkey over the last year. Rex Rogers with Sat7 explains why the country's become a target for extremist violence.
Turkey has always been a strategically located country. Historically, before modern Turkey, and of course now, it's east meets west. And for the last 100 years, approximately, Turkey has been a Muslim nation, but at the same time has operated on a somewhat secular basis on the level of government. Then it becomes a target, and of course it's right next door to Syria with all the conflict there.
And while nobody has claimed responsibility so far, this attack has the telltale signs of ISIS.
It's about scaring people and basically killing violence. It's a philosophy of hate. It's very difficult for any organized government and military to combat this.
And while the attacker's goal was to instill terror, we can find hope in the promise of God's sovereignty.
Pray for people's safety. Pray for their protection. Pray that the Lord will turn evil to good. Certainly one thing we need to continue to remember to do is lift up people in prayer.
Farther east, Russia is about to crack down on religious freedoms under the guise of anti-terrorism. A bill slipped in under the radar over the weekend. Now, if it's signed as it is, it could have devastating consequences for groups like Slavic Gospel Association. SGA spokesman Joel Griffith says,
it looks like missionary activity would be off limits to anybody but representatives of religious registered organizations or groups or individuals who have entered into formal agreements with such bodies.
Although the bill has been passed, it hasn't been signed into law. And Griffith says, noting what's at stake,
our prayer is, of course, that Mr. Putin will heed the concerns of not only the churches, but also those in parliament who are concerned about, you know, freedom of religion, that this law would not be signed ultimately.
It's unconstitutional, and more religious leaders are speaking up about it. A concluding thought, even if the law passes, this is a church body that won't give up.
They've operated under very difficult conditions before. They survived atheistic communism and the persecution they endured there. So they know what it's like to pay a price for their faith, and they're going to continue on with their ministry regardless of what happens.
And finally, for one of the poorest countries in Europe, greenhouses are an avenue to hope. Joe Richter of Farms International recently visited Moldova, a country depending heavily on agriculture. Farms distributes microloans that allows church members to kickstart sustainable businesses and eventually give back to the church. In Moldova, it looks like greenhouses. And these loans actually increase the spread of the gospel. For example, with their increased income, many of these families have been able to adopt children from the orphanages.
These children come to know the Lord as they live in a loving family environment. And these families have been helped by farms in the past. And what we're hoping to do is increase what we call their homes of hope, increase the number of families that are able to adopt children out of these orphanages.
Richter says the commitment Christians have to spreading the gospel is encouraging. Learn more when you read the full story at missionnews.org. You can also be praying for the Moldovan church to grow.
People are looking for something hopeful because it's a very dire place to live and a very difficult place without hope. And without the gospel, it's a very dark place.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Islam, ISIS, the Caliphate, and terrorism. That's what the world thinks it knows about the world's 1.6 billion Muslims. One Way invites you to join us on a prayercast journey during the month of Ramadan. Each week, we'll focus on a different region, loving and lifting up the representative nations in prayer. So let's ask with one voice that God would shatter the deception of Islam with the presence and truth of Jesus Christ. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.